News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The royal event of the year occurred in America overnight. It wasn't a wedding or the birth of an heir, but Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's much anticipated sit down with Oprah Winfrey. Let's have a listen to some of the Sussexes' interview last night.
But you weren't just marrying a family. You were marrying a 1,200-year-old institution. You're marrying the monarchy. What did you think it was going to be like?
I will say I went into it naively.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't grow up knowing much about the royal family. It wasn't something that was part of conversation at home. It wasn't something that we followed. My mom even said to me a couple months ago, she said, did Diana ever do an interview? Now I can say, yes, a very famous one, but my mom doesn't even know that, right?
But you were certainly aware of the royals.
Of course.
And if you're going to marry a royal, then you would do research about what that would mean.
Well, I didn't do any research about what that would mean.
You didn't do any research?
No.
Harriet Alexander is the US correspondent with The Telegraph, and she joins me now. Harriet, we were promised explosive revelations. Did it happen?
It absolutely did. Yes, with these interviews that are so hyped, you're never quite sure if they're going to deliver. But this did. And then some. Right from the beginning, it was revelation after revelation. It was just a series of bombshells that are going to absolutely explode across the United Kingdom today. To start off with, Meghan spoke about how she was feeling suicidal, about how she turned to people within the palace for help. And there was no one who was able to assist her. She told Harry that she was feeling this way. And they had an event to attend that evening. And he said, I don't think you should go. And she said, I'm scared to be on my own of what I might do if I'm left on my own at home. Another incredibly damaging accusation for the royal family is that someone within the royal family, they did not say who, but someone within the royal family was asking about what colour Archie's skin was going to be, which is a pretty horrific accusation. And then there was lots of things. I mean, they said they revealed that they're going to have a little girl. They revealed that they were actually married 3 days before the royal wedding. So it was just a series of revelations about what happens within the family and how hurt they've been by everything that's been going on.
I would imagine with that level of I suppose, honesty or revelation or whatever, the rift between the Sussexes and the rest of the royal family, is that all but permanent now?
It's going to be incredibly hard to see how they're going to come back from this. I think it's even worse than we imagined, really. Meghan said that despite all the reports that Meghan had made Kate cry, it was actually the other way around. And she said that Kate Middleton was the one who left her in tears before the wedding. And then she said, well, then we cleared it up between ourselves and Kate isn't a bad person. Prince Harry said that Prince Charles had stopped taking his calls. There seems to be a really, really bad relationship between father and son, which is really quite devastating. And Harry talked about his relationship with his brother. And Oprah asked, what is it now? And he thought for a while and he said, it's space. He said that there's a lot of distance between them. And it sounds like things are very bad between the two brothers as well. So an awful lot of damage has been done.
OK, so clearly the shutters have come down for Harry within his own family. When you said that she was feeling suicidal and she reached out for help to those within the firm, as it's sometimes referred to, but that no help was forthcoming, that really does have echoes of Princess Diana.
Absolutely, yes. And I think there's going to be some, it's going to be fascinating, frankly, to see how the royal family responds to this, because the allegations were so damaging. She said that she spoke out about how she was feeling, and she was told that we're sympathetic, but actually there's nothing we can do. She said that she wanted to seek professional help, maybe go to some institution. And a senior member of the royal family told her that that would not be a good look. That was not something that she should consider. So I think what's also really damaging is that Harry admitted he had no idea how to deal with how Meghan was feeling and how to cope. And that's just so damaging. That it's so sad, the fact that he felt that he had no one to turn to for support in the midst of all of this incredible turmoil.
You mentioned the colour of Archie's skin being referred to by...
Absolutely.
Were there other suggestions of racism coming from within the royal
family? Okay. Yes, hugely so. Oprah asked a lot about this. And I mean, full marks to Oprah. She did a tremendous job. I think when people watch it, they're going to really see she was probing and she let them talk and she asked really good follow-up questions. And it was sort of a masterclass in interviewing, really. But yes, she asked about racism, and Harry was asked about it as well. And he said, you know, he didn't really appreciate until he met Meghan the extent by which someone was judged on the colour of their skin. And he said it was incredibly damaging. And he felt very betrayed by his own family because he felt they didn't do enough to protect him and Meghan. And Meghan said her one regret was believing the royal family when they promised that they would be protected.
Okay. The reaction last night in America on social media and elsewhere, what way is this being received?
So in America, I mean, this is a straw poll of a lot of my friends. Everyone was glued to it. My friends are all incredibly sympathetic towards Meghan. If you look on Twitter in the US, people are astonished that the royal family could do this, and they are very, very strongly on Harry and Meghan's side. And, you know, there's a lot of baiting of the Brits on Twitter right now.
Okay.
People are waiting for British Twitter to wake up and try and defend the royal family, because it's very clear that people are very much on the side of Harry and Meghan here.
Okay, last question for you, Harriet. Obviously, this interview was recorded before the allegations of bullying against Meghan, so that have come out in the British press. So we're not going to ask you, because it couldn't have come up. But I saw some interesting commentary over the weekend. Lots of the commentary in the British press has been sort of along the lines of that Meghan has taken Harry from the royal family. But something I read over the weekend suggests that perhaps Harry saw Meghan as a way out of the royal family, that he was deeply unhappy anyway. What do you make of it all?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and Oprah asked that as well. And they conclude by saying that they saved each other, which, of course, the Americans do love that aspect
absolutely
of it all.
Too. All right. Listen, we will no doubt this side of the pond be glued to it this evening. Thank you very much for that report. That is Harriet Alexander, US correspondent with The Telegraph, on that explosive interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.